us from on high. I'd like to hear that song again here one of these days pretty soon. My Lord's taking good care of me. Don't remember, don't forget that. You've had a request because I'm requesting it. Sometime I'll just break out trying to hum that riding down the road. I don't know the words, but anyhow, I know part of them. I poke part of them and I listen. I've got it. We got it on that, what's that called, DVD? Or what's that called you put in? CD. CD. I knew it was something with a D. I made a lot of D's when I was in school. I'd recognize a D when I see it. See? Nah, not so much, you know. All right, I'm just kidding. Hey, I was brilliant, according to my mother. All right, how about that? Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10. It's been good all the way around, all day long. I appreciate how good God's been and all the talent He's given us and all these young boys and girls and young men and young ladies. We just bless the Lord for them. Take your Bible now, Mark chapter 10. If you're able to stand, look in verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. And he cried the more with a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good courage, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Boy, I'm going to tell you, he got rid of what he is covering up with and ready to come to Jesus as an empty-handed beggar. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We pray you'd bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl that's here, those you've saved, and those that you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while on an old sermon. I love to preach on this every time God led me. And I want to preach about this man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. And if I had a title, and I've got one somewhere, and I can't remember where it's at, but anyhow, from a beggar to the child of the king. As you begin to look into this Bible here, you'll find that as they were coming and went in and going out of Jericho. Now, in the book of Matthew, you'll find there's a record of it given. In the book of Luke, there's a record given of it. And people get all bogged down in the commentaries and about how many they were there and which one of them did the talk and all of that. Hey, I'm preaching about one man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. That's who I'm talking about. I'm not bogged down with the other particulars of whatever the others are and whatever they're doing. What I am concerned with is when I look at this man that was sitting out there every day. Can you imagine that? He's a beggar. That's the way he made his living. They brought him, no doubt, and they led him because he's blind. I mean, they led him. And do you know the Bible even makes a provision in the Bible for the blind? He said, you're not to curse the deaf, and neither are you to put a stumbling block in the way of the blind. You and I ought to be careful that when people were born lost without God, and everybody that's born is born lost, they're dead in trespasses and sin. They're blind and cannot see themselves like God sees them. And you and I dare not be a stumbling block before them. In this Bible lesson you're looking at, you'll find that's the obstacle of this man that's here by the name of Bartimaeus. And may I say unto you that while he's out there, there's a great multitude of people that are on that road or that highway, and as they go out of Jericho. And as you go there and look there in those passages, is that there's all of a sudden, there's a commotion. And as a result of it, Bartimaeus asked, if you read the other accounts, is that he asked, what's that commotion about? I mean, he can't see it, and he can't know what's going on, so he's asking. And somebody said, Jesus of Nazareth is on his way by here. Ha, dog, that's all he needed to hear. He no doubt heard about him before in days gone by. He had heard about the miracles that he'd performed, how that he could heal the sick, raise the dead, how that he could save a soul from the devil's hell. And buddy, when he heard that Jesus was about to pass by, he was not about to pass up the opportunity. Let me say unto you that you're sitting here, and I can remember when some of you, I remember these granddaughters of mine and these grandsons and these church boys and girls. I remember all like children unto me. I remember when God began to make your heart tender and begin to knock upon your heart's door and begin to show you yourself like he saw you. I remember some of you saying, I just feel like God's calling me into the family. What a wonderful day that is. In this lesson, you'll find out the obstacle of this person is blindness. The opportunity now is present. And by the way, let me say to you that if you will, that you'll find the Bible said over in the book of Genesis, in the days of Noah, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Do you realize that, oh, while God's coming and knocking on your heart's door, he may knock tonight, but he may not knock next time. I'm glad to know that whenever God came knocking at my heart's door and I knew who he was and I knew what he was and I knew who I was and what I needed. I'm telling you, when God calls you, you'll know exactly what he wants from you, and that's a humble heart. And while he grants you repentance and faith, you can turn from your sins and your evil ways and turn unto Christ and be born into the family of God. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this, it was an opportunity for the present. Jesus was on his way by there. He wasn't there yesterday, and he may not be there tomorrow, but he's there today. And let me tell you, the opportunity of the present, he is not about to let it go by him. And let me say to you that even as a child of God, there are times when God is speaking to your heart that you ought to take advantage of it. Not tomorrow, next week, but right then when God is there nudging at your heart, it's time to open up your heart unto him. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out that whenever he had heard that Jesus was passing by, he began to cry out, the Bible said, Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And boy, he knew he needed mercy, didn't he? I'll tell you something else I noticed about that, is that that great multitude that was there, they began to try to hush him down. Hush, hush, hold your peace, be quiet, don't do... You know what I'm telling you? Now watch this. And the Bible said, you know what he did? He ignored what they were saying and cried the more. I guarantee you right now, he's got his mind made up. If Jesus can have his attention, God, I'm going to get it. And he cried out yet the more above that crowd that was there. Now that's what real faith does. It ignores all others. You know, back years ago, whenever I first started out in the thing, I can remember, you know, and you'd go to a meeting or you'd go to this or that and have revival, and then somebody'd get up and they'd inevitably say, now we want to every head to be bowed and every eye to be closed, and we don't want to hinder anybody from coming unto the Lord, and try not to make any noise whatsoever. And so let me tell you something, honey, is that here's what this Bible said, is that when God gets a hold of your heart just right and God begins to show you yourself like he sees you, and whenever he makes it known that he's the only way, the only truth, the only life, and that salvation's in him plus nothing or minus nothing, I won't care how many people are screaming, I'll just scream louder, Lord, have mercy upon me. Now, that's the truth of the matter there. Now, I don't want to beat them other guys up for saying probably what I've said, learning from them and this and that. But I just got to tell you, I've seen Buddy. I've seen a redheaded woman at Cherokee Baptist Church, first church we were ever in. She's sitting back there on that back row. And let me tell you, the invitation was already over. It was already done. We were fixing to say the closing prayer, and she came out from against the wall, stepping as high as she could step across everybody she could, and came down there weeping and bawling and getting saved. I got to tell you, friend, that when God is on the move and he's dealing with you personally, you better make sure that you give attention to that, because this is an opportunity of the present that may not be there in a few moments. The opportunity not only of the present is there, and he began to cry, and he cried yet the more. And finally, Jesus stopped and stood still. Remember that whenever he did you that way? And they told the blind man, be of good cheer, said, he's calling you. And left and throwed away his garment. He knew what he was trying to cover up with wasn't working. And as a result, there's going to be a lot of people that have thrown aside the garment of religion. There's a lot of time that woman at the well left her water bucket and went in and said, come see a man that told me all I ever did. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that I'm his and that he's mine and that my name's been sealed down. In this lesson here, the Bible said that he cast away his garment and that he rose and noticed and that he came to Jesus. Now, over in Isaiah 61, about verse number 10, Jesus is about to put the best robe on him. Like the prodigal son this morning, the best robe will come from the heavenly Father, friend. And let me tell you that when you begin to look into it, you'll find that the Bible said that Jesus told him, thy faith. If you read chapter 18 of the book of Luke, verse 42, thy faith has saved thee. I'll tell you what it is. You want to get saved? Well, God-given faith exercised in him will save you. Let me say to you that, if you will, please, is that this opportunity is passing. And I think in the day and hour that we're living in, there's going to come a time that in America, you're not going to be able to hear the gospel preached like you've been able to hear all these many years. Here's what I do know, is that when that does take place and when it does happen, and it's approaching real quickly. You ever notice whenever you go out of town, you try to go, and I always, two things when I leave town I dread. Number one is I dread the church I'm going to. I try to go with all the mustard anticipation, excitement I can, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be right there at the house of God, but I'm always afraid that it's going to be bomb out. That's my impression of bombing out, by the way. By the way, I want to say to you that I apologize this morning for saying something about one of your favorite restaurants. I'm just kidding about it. I'm not against Taco Bell and all that right there. I saw several people on this side and over there, and man, it's like they begin to wilt. Yeah, right there. She explained to me that, my word, that I'm going to eat all I can now because if it's going to be in hell, I said, yeah, but if they delivered, it'll be hotter than it's ever been. See, I'm telling you right now. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, make no mistake about it, is that you'll find out what an opportunity of prosperity to this man that he had no idea what Jesus was about to do for him. Here's a man that Jesus pronounced him and said, thy faith hath made thee whole, and he is able to see from that hour. Now, you know how you can tell this old boy's got born again? Verse number 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. I just want to say to you, and by the way, and I'm not trying to be ugly or mean or rude or nothing like that right there, but there's this new movie that's come out, this Barbie. Some of you gals may have went to see that, and it's a girly movie. But if any of you guys decide you want to go see Barbie, that's just one step away from squatting to pee. Now, I'm not, and that's fine. I mean, that's good. I mean, some of you may be thinking, I already got that covered. I already do that song. But somehow or another, buddy, this world's gone to hell in a handbasket, and we got to draw a line somewhere and this and that. And, I mean, at least get you a good disguise if you're going to go and you're a grown man where nobody can tell who you are, you know. I want to say, as you begin to look into this, you can do whatever you want to if God don't bother you about it. Eat at Taco Bell. I don't care. My whole point was, why would a man want as much money as Mr. Buffett's got, spend all of his life, leave it to somebody else, never having enjoyed any of it because he was afraid he's going to run out of money? Why would you do that? See, I can tell you I'd rather be poor in this material world and rich in the things of God. I tell you, we know something tonight that crowd does not know. Now, I appreciate whatever you can glean from them, but I just want to say to you that, if you will, I remember telling you that story that time, me and Brother Dub Hendricks. You know, the lottery was real big, and every now and again somebody had won something big and off of the lottery. And we made a pact. And I said, look, if I win the lottery, I'll give you half of it. If you win it, you give me half. Of course, we've never, either one of us, bought a lottery ticket. But he had made an agreement. A few weeks later, I was dreaming, I hit the jackpot. I didn't have a CPAC, but I woke up that next morning, wore out. I spent all night trying to wonder how I could hide that and keep Brother Dove from finding out that I had gotten the lottery and won it. See what money does to you? I told him about it. He got a kick out of it. Of course, now I'm off the hook. Well, except for Sister Gully. I was telling them about it, and she wanted to make that kind of bet, or either I did it with her, one of the three or two. I want to tell you something right now. I've got something in my soul that money can't buy. And it was by the precious blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And here's how you can tell. Immediately when he got his sight, he began to follow Jesus in the way. I got to tell you, in this religious but lost world that we're living in, a lot of people profess to know him and with their mouth, but their heart's far from him. There's a lot of people that you can tell everywhere they go, except where God would lead a person to go. And you got to be real careful about that kind of thing. This evidence is that when you get born again into the family of God, you're going to want to follow Jesus in the way. You know why? He is the way and the truth and the light. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. And as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, Father, we ask your blessings now upon the reading of thy word. We thank you for it. We pray you'd save the soul that's near his tail, revive the saints of God, and lift up the downhearted, set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen.